Siyalamukela uhlelo lethu lamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 of the Voice of America. This Thursday, the 24th of December, 2020, on the eve of this year's Christmas. We thank the Lord that we've managed to go as far as this. This year has been such a challenge because of the coronavirus. Lo mnyaka ukhanya ube mubi kakhulu kungenxa yobhubhane lolu ole coronavirus. Tinokushingamidza yama dzinodiwa. Tiri kusangana muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai. Pa Voice of America, pa Studio 7. Muchirongwa nhasi ndakamirira Marvelous Mhlanga Manyawuye, pamwe chete naSithandekile Mhlanga, ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Tiri kukurukura nezvinhu zvakasiyana tsaukana. Sezvo riri zuva rakadongorera pazororo reKrisimusi mangwana chaiyi. Gore rinoranga rakangooma kuvanhu vakawanda pasi rose. Zvisinei kuti kuZimbabwe, kuAmerica, kuUK, kune dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica, South Africa, kunana Ghana, kwese kwese zvinhu zvanga zvakangooma vanhu vese varungoti zvanga zvakavaomera. Vamwe vakarasikirwa nemabasa, vamwe havasi kutokwanisa kana kuwana chekudya chekuisa patebho kuti vadye nevana. Zvikuru sei kunyika dzichiri kusimukira zakaita seZimbabwe. Kutaura kuno, wandu wevanhu vakateswa vakawanikwa vari positive kuZimbabwe necoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Vanosvika ivo zviuru zvinodarika gumi nezviviri, 12,656. Ukatarisawo zvekare kuti pavanhu vakafa nezuro chaiye pane vakafa vana vakabva vawedzera uwandu hwevafa kusvika pari zvino kubva muna March pakapinda chirwere ichi muZimbabwe vanosvika ivo 330. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sizakhangela ngokwecoronavirus, sikhangele njalo ukuthi wonalo umnyaka uhambe njani kuze kube manje. Abanengi bakhala ngokuthi kube kubi kakhulu kibo, kube nzima ukuthi baphile bephansi kwama-lockdown, kungaba kuseSouth Africa, kungaba kuseZimbabwe, kungaba khonapha eMelika, kungaba njalo ngase-UK. Kodwa-ke izinto bevele zingamanga kuhle. Yikho-ke sizaxoxa ngakho konke khona lokhu. Sikhangele ukuthi okwamanje kusukisela ngombimbito ubhubhane lolu lungena eZimbabwe, sokube labantu abahloliweyo batholakala beligciwane le-coronavirus abedlula inkulungwane ezilishumi lambili, 12,656. Izolo kunje kuhlolwe abantu abedlula ikhulu batholakala bele COVID-19 abangaba 112, ngwafa abane. Okukweze inani lasebebulewe yilolu bhubhane kwaba ngamakhulu edlula amathathu, 330. Sizakhuluma ngobhubhane, sikhulume njalo ngokunye okwenzakalayo empilweni zabesifazane. Kube njalo labanye akade besenza imisebenzi yabo yezandla bezama nje ukuphila kodwa-ke bekunzima. Tichakurukurawo zvekare nemadzimai ari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vari kuitawo zvidavo-davo zvokungozviraramisa munguva dzino dzakangooma kudai. Asi musati ndaenda mberi zvakanyanyisa, ndine munyarikani wandinaye parunhare. Tinokuchingamidza mai Nosi Sado.
Hello.
Makadini.
Ndipo makadini.
Yeho. Nkosikazi Nosisa, wena ke uyisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala eGhana. Yeah. Ungasikwazisela ukuthi nana wena ke ubone njani umnyaka lo oka 2020?
Ngiyabingelela bonke abantu abalalelayo, abasalalelayo sikhuluma isixoxa nje kathesi. Sisalikhisimo senhlaba yethu kusasa lonke. Umnyaka ka 2020 uqalise nzima and mina ngikumedia fraternity.
Yes.
So thina kumedia we had to really carry out our campaign kakhulu ukuthi sitshela abantu ukuthi hey sokulomkhuhlano nje. So emsebenzini sisenza ama-tapes, sisenza ama-videos, sitshela abantu ukuthi hayi gezani izandla. Sisebenzisa ama-sanitizer, sigqoka ama-mask, ungaziboni ukhwehlela ongawujayelanga, utshisa umzimba, you know, usehluleka ukuphefumula, fonela in ama-numbers eGhana Health Service ngapha eGhana, babuya endlini bazokukhangela kumbe uhambe esibhedlela nje ubatshela ukuthi awuzwa kuhle. Njengoba ngapha eGhana imalaria yejayelekileyo. But i-corona yabuya la ilama-symptoms amanye anganasilahle ngani imalaria. So abantu bebengani bebengathathi seriously. But mina kwathi sozangena ku-lockdown ngo-March eGhana. And then sasesiphuma ku-lockdown after about 3 weeks. Ama-restrictions ayekhona, our travel sasingavunyezwa ukuphuma like ku-airports or ama-land borders. But i-airport ivulwe mhla ka-September 1 and then ama-borders alokhu closed ukuya to the beach akuvunyezwa for now. Kodwa mina mhla ka-28 October ngavuka nje ngizwa kuhle ngekhanda elitshayayo nasamaphilisi ngalikhanda leli alihambi alipeli ngekho lobuhlungu ngahamba emsebenzini ngaphenduka manye ikhanda leli hayi lokhu elingane alihambi you know no matter what I do ngasebenzisa ukuthi nginjeni shone ngihlezi erumini ukudla kwami konke kulethe erumini khonapho ngisebenzisa imiganu engingatshintshatshintshi imiganu ukuthi ngingathelela ukuhla abantwana lo mkami and kwakunzima kakhulu kwakunzima
so singathi wena waba lama miles symptoms yini kumbe RSV
mina ngabona amadokotela amaningi besenza ama-categories ayi-3 ukuthi lokhu kuku-miles lokhu kuku-serious and lokhu kunjani njalo but mina ama-symptoms engangilawo ngibone ngani hhayi ekhatha across ama-categories wonke. For instance, mina, I never lost my sense of smell and taste. But I had a challenge with hearing at some time.
Okay.
And then, ngansibale memory, like a brain fog. I couldn't answer simple questions. Indaba ze confusion. And then, ngakhona ke ngisho ukuthi ngiyabe nginga kakhulu. Kodwa ngingachisi. And then inika nje ukuphefumula nje kwakunzima. Ukuphefumula kwakunzima kakhulu kimi. Awuphelelwa ngumoya, ukudinwa. Ukudinwa ongajayelekanga, ukuthi awufuna ukulala lokho umzimba wakho ukushinda. I-fatigue. It was very severe. Lokutshaya ke likhanda lokho.
Kodwa walaliswa yini esibhedlela? Wahlala yini esibhedlela okwesikhathi?
Esibhedlela babethatha labo kuthiwa even i-inhaler ayisasebenzi. So mina because nga-asthmatic ngahle ngaqasa usebenzisa i-inhaler engathona ukuyisebenzisa when I was around 19 or so. So bantshela so ukuthi ngingabona u-inhaler engane ayisasebenzi akusangincedi kumele ngingene esibhedlela. So eGhana ama-cases amaningi people were at home. Ama-cases la aqalisa ngo-September, October. Umkhuhlane ufika lapha kuqala, yes, anybody who test positive babekugcina bekumonitor and all. But mina ngahlala ngangisendlini the entire time and then isibhedlela sizabe sifona si-checka ukuthi namhlanje kanjani, lelendani. And then endlini kumele bakucheke, I think every 3-4 hours nje bakucheke ukuthi uright. Bengabuye eduzane, of course, bayavula umnyango nje babone ukuthi bakubize nje ukuthi uyavuka yini, because enye ingozi ekhona yena le ukuthi umuntu alalalala angasavuki futhi umkhuhlane lo. Fatigue lani lani. So mina ngami ngikhaya most of the time, and then ngase ngidinga imithi ahamba kuma platforms, you know, njengaba ama platforms abo Zimbabwe women in journalism. Ngazuza a lot of tips from fellow colleagues, fellow women abase Zimbabwe who are journalists.
Yes.
Bane abake badlula kukho banika ama tips amaningi. I mean abanye ngabakhuluma amabizo abo omerate njombira abantu. So many people were helping ama tips ukuthi ulale ngesisu, you know, kwenza ukuthi isikhohlela lesana esiza blocker amaphapho sibuye phezulu. You know, abanye bengithumezela amavideo ukuthi kumele uguqe phansi, ufake ikhanda phansi, ukhohlele lokhana ukuthi konke okusethukeni kuphume, ukuthi kungablokheki, even though ngade ngiqalise ukuthatha ama-antibiotics. And then ngapha eGhana labo they really believe in ukuthi imithi isezihlahleni, is around us. So ngapha eGhana lakho ngangithatha amalokhuzeni in addition to i-vitamin C, ama capsules lana 1000. Still has challenges with insomnia. I still have challenges. So back to kona, it's called long COVID, and there's a study that is going on around the world about people who have tested negative but are still struggling with ama symptoms and COVID. Ama long term, ama side effects. So kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu bagqoke ama-mask, basebenzise ama-mask, bageze izandla zabo. Ngikhonapha angikwazi ukuthi njengomuntu aziwayo ukuthi ena ngigqoke imask yami ngisenzani, I don't know ukuthi where I got it from. So ukhangele izimali ezasetshenziswayo ukutesta, first time positive ukutesta, ukuthi so-negative, amaphilisi, imithi yakhona involved, ama-food, izinto okumele ziyenziwe, and the psychological and the mental torture that comes with it. It's better to avoid konke lokho by just not getting it, your new coronavirus. Kungcono ugqoke imask utshiselwe sibili kodwa ungawuzuzi umkhuhlane lo, because siso abantu abaningi abalamali yama-check-ups. So abantu abaningi abakwazi ama-underlying conditions abalawo. So omunye umuntu engasila nge-coronavirus does not mean omunye umuntu will.
Yeah.
Because I still was ama-underlying conditions.
Yeah, what do you say? Well, can you just briefly say out your, explain your experience in English now? When you contracted the COVID-19.
Okay, in English. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, on the 28th of October is the day that I recall feeling very unwell, feeling uneasy. I couldn't quite, you know, put my finger on it, but I knew I had a headache that even after taking paracetamol or any other, like, medication was not going away. I on the 29th it got worse, and I stayed home. It's only on the 4th of November that I got tested, and after about 12 hours the hospital called to say I was positive and I should go into isolation immediately in my home and separate myself from my children and my husband, which the call in itself was very traumatic for me. Yeah, it was traumatized. I was very traumatized after that, because as a journalist, I mean, I was well aware what this was. I spoken at length about it to my team, to viewers, where I work, and I worked on a lot of productions for clients and ourselves to get the message across to people that, you know, they need to take the necessary precautions, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds under running water with soap, sanitize your hands, you know, wear your nose mask, and, you know, social distancing. And here I was, you know, the one that now was unwell. And I couldn't even pinpoint where I could have possibly contracted it. I was at a loss as to where that could have possibly happened. So I stayed home, and I did isolate in my home. It was very difficult because my children are very young and wanted to know what's going on with me. So what I did was the hospital would call and check on how I was doing, and, you know, told me that should I find myself really struggling to breathe because I'm asthmatic, and they prescribed an inhaler for me, which I hadn't used since I was 19. If that inhaler failed to work, then I should be rushed over to the hospital, obviously calling in advance so that they protect themselves as well prior to my arrival. That never happened. I never had to be rushed to the hospital. But
we
thank God for that,
yes.
And, you know, my family never did get tested, but, I mean, we were monitoring if they would get symptoms. I had symptoms that I felt cut across the various categories that I had seen being put out there, because in as much as I was not admitted into a hospital, I did have issues with confusion and not being able to answer basic, simple questions. And I had, I never had a cough, which is one symptom that people look out for. I never coughed at all. Some of the chest pains I had was from the sleeping position, not from the coronavirus itself. And I had the never-ending headaches. Mm. You know, my eyes were bloodshot, like they were red constantly throughout this period. I'm not too sure why, but they were just extremely red. Mm. And once in a while, my fingers, my toes would tingle. I couldn't really quite carry things. But on the 20th of November, I had to go for another test after about 2 weeks. And I tested negative. I was happy about that result. But it later turned out, you know, I got the result and thought I was fine, tried to get back to my normal routine, and I realized that a negative result does not mean you fully recovered, because fatigue and breathing was still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even driving, I even had a car accident after thinking I've recovered, and I wasn't ready, basically, to be on the road and to be working. So the issue of long COVID is something that media houses and I'm sure the medical fraternity should continue to look into, that those who have recovered, you know, what's the state of their lungs and their bodies after, you know, this virus has left. Mm. But it wasn't an easy experience, even mentally. So the issue of mental health is critical, because you are taking all this medication and all these you know, vitamins and trying to eat healthy. You're not quite sure whether it's working or not. And when you have kids who also watch CNN and other platforms where they hear these figures,
mm-hmm.
you know, my children would come up to them and ask me if I would die, if I was going to leave them. You know, so it was mental torture for everybody around me. And myself as well, because I didn't know whether what I was doing was working.
I can imagine. I can just imagine.
So people need to really avoid all the symptoms and the financial, you know, side of the financial impact, the psychological impact and physical impact of this virus. People really need to pay attention to what's required in terms of not getting the virus and protect themselves, mm-hmm. rather than going through all these things that I went through. And I'm here. I mean, I don't have my own family here, but there is a community of Zimbabweans that were standing in prayer,
mm-hmm.
you know, sending very encouraging messages, the embassy sending very encouraging messages to me. And my neighbor although at some point I was afraid I had infected her because she was with me in my car when I was sick and I didn't know it. She turned out not to be sick, but she went the extra mile and she was preparing meals for me and my family and placing it at our gate nearly every evening at her own expense. So that was another side of this virus was the other side of humanity, the beauty of humanity, the beauty of people coming together to help each other out during a difficult time. Because I thought she'd be upset with me that I was sick and she's been in my car and she's got really small, a baby. But, you know, she actually chose to be preparing meals for us and my family. So that was the beautiful side of it, that I got help from unexpected places, from fellow journalists in Zimbabwe who are women, from my neighbors, from the Zimbabwean community here in Ghana, from, you know, it was just a negative and positive experience all at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. Regarding that, yambukire kuchishona now. Ngango tinewe ni mwishidimbu, cha uno kwani sa ichojo. Ndozi ya kuti wakarele kira zguruku. Kuchi njevele, bati ngoti mwishidimbu. So waka sangana nazo.
Coronavirus. Dakar warane coronavirus. I think Dakar sanga kuzwa symptoms. 8th of October. Soro Aitema and Katura Materesi. And then on the 4th of November, and in the kind of magistra, tested positive. Hospital Wakafona about 12 hours after the test. But Kanauri positive, 104 is soon. But Kanauri negative, sometimes even the next day, it may be. Never emails, never text message. But Wakafona around midnight, somewhere else, Vana, you know, be by yourself in bedroom, Marco, make sure Kutishinjano Shan's out kitchen, you know, Aushe Navo, your toothbrushes, Taka, yeah, and I got around about 15 days, and it was difficult. Now, the Shona is going, it was difficult, but.
Wakabati Rwane Vamwe, Rebe to
Zimbabwe. Takabati Rwane Nema Zimbabwe, Tarukuno Kusterek, especially Nema prayers. When I check on you, I think Namatira, embassy, and then Kuzimbabwe. The Ripper Cook, you know, the Zimbabwe women in journalism, Zimbabwe women journals. And Ipa Popa, my journalist, Vamwe, had already experienced COVID. Saka, why in your Rama tips could Tora eat you, you know, my pirate putenga, my drugs, my vegetables, my food, kustima every day. Saka, and Agabatil, whenever I wonder Vamwe. I don't even know them, but the Rabakuru and Evan Wakawanda. Taka COVID, for me, my breathing problems, you know, sorrow, my cold sweat, you know, butoke is like four times per day, chichinja mashik, because the whole bed, ningeri wet, I think this is high temperature. And jambo kosora, saka vamwe vanenge vachiti muna no kosora ne COVID, muna ne temperature ne COVID. Inine ndanga ndisina kana temperature. And jambo kosora. Saka, don't judge from the outside kuti muno ane COVID akadai. Azvishandi, muna no testwa. Kuti anayo kana kuti haana. Because vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kutogara. Vasina kana symptom one. But vachitaura, vachibvisa maski, vachitaura
pamadeske vanhu vachishandisa mapene vanhu kumabasa vachibata madhoendo zvevanhu vasina kusanitize and all that. Because munhu wacho anenge achiluka like ari healthy. Meanwhile munhu maybe body yake iri strong. Because we don't know kuti how strong our bodies are until they are attacked. Saka vamwe they survive, vamwe they don't. But vanhu vane ma underlying conditions, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, vaasinga vama vazivi kuti vane ma problems because mari dzacho dzekuchekwa havana. Saka vanongo survive from day to day vasingazivi kuti ndaane shuga, ndaane chii. Saka ukazoisa coronavirus ipapo it's a disaster.
Yeah. Inenge yatodzoka.
Vanhu vanofanira kushandisa ma mask, saka ma mask. Maoko ili soap 20 seconds under running water, sanitizer, social distancing for Christmas apa. Izvo kuti munhu hama yangu, you know, anokwanisa kukurwara and you don't know it.
Tiche, nguva dzedu ndo dzadyana mai nosisa do. Woti ngiti ilizwi lokugcina ungalichiyela abalaleli nge-coronavirus ngekhisimusi kunje ungabe ngunike njalo lethuba lokubingelela izihlobo nabangani.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, ngakutsho nje ukuthi abantu bakithi sinanzelele, singadinwa ukugqoka amamaski lokugeza izandla lokusanitiza, singadinwa ngoba imali esizangena umuntu esigula ziyethusa. Njalo i-mental health iqakathekile. Ukuhlutshwa umkhuhlane ongaziwayo osarisetshwala namuhla, you know, kuyasinda engqondweni. So kungcono ukuthi ungaguli. Kodwa nxa ulalela, usilalela lapha sixoxa and usulayo leyo coronavirus, ngiyacela nje ukuthi ubambelele enkosini, unyothandaze, ucabange ikusasa yakho ngethuku, uplane, you know, ubhala kuzwayo okufunayo nje. Mina ngabhala an article ngesikhathi soneso. Isikhathi ososiphiwe la ukuthi uhlale phansi wedwa uyagula ye, kodwa isikhathi la ukuthi ukucabange nje ngempilo nje ukuthi lapho sila khona ubona ukuthi impilo yakho ufuna ukuthi ihambe njani. Unathi imithomelo yenathi ukusteama, usteame at least 3 times a day, usteame. Nxa kulama lemon, igarlic, onion, uboyile konke, uzinathe, uzinathele le hani yakho mbungafuni. Unathi isifuba sakho kumele sitshone sigudumala, unganathi amanzi aqandayo efrijini, ungaqali. Unathi into ezigudumalayo, ube nethembe enkosini nje xa usilalela. Mina bangikhaya ngababingelela omama, omama baseRichmond, Mr. Mkandla baseRichmond, lemuli yakithi, abantu bonke abakomazibuko kobulawayo, abantu bakomlotshwa, abakohadebo, abantu bakwendiweni, abantu bakotshabango, abantu bakontuli, oNcebetsha.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu nkosikazi Nosisi Ndo. Njalo siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi hayi, siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile kulolu bhubhane.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ndinothenda isishona sengacinga isikhulu.
Okay, la ubele Khisimusi enhle. Siyayibonga inkosi ngokusindisa uNosisa Do. UNosisa Do isizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kweleGhana, njalo uyintshatheli ezindaba. Sisebenze laye eZimbabwe, khathesi usesebenzela eseGhana. yenake ube wehlelwe lisupho lokugula lokuthathela umkhuhlane lo owe COVID-19 wagula kodwa ke siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile. Awuyo angari nosisado wanange ndikukurukura naye muchirongwa chedu chanhasi achikurukura nezvakamuwana apo akabatira chirwere checovid-19 asi akanovhenekwa iye zvinezvi akawanikwa asisina chirwere ichi asi anoti iye ari kukuzuzira vazhinji kuti varambe vachichengetedza utano hwavo usamirire kuti unge uchibatira chirwere uzorapwa. Muchirongwa chedu sezvo ndataura pakutanga sezvo tadongorera pakisimusi kudai ndichapa mukana madzimai kuti vange vachitaurawo vachikwazisa hama neshamwari sezvo iri kisimusi kudai. Okwamanje yesenza kwenza ikuti nginenge ithuva omama njengoba kuluhlelo lwabesifazane kunjenje njalo sesisondele sesilunguze kukhisimusi ikhisimusi ilanga lekhisimusi likhona kusasa asizweni ke ukuthi omama bona ikhisimusi yalo nyaka bayibona njani.
Ngiyalithanda ilanga elihle, ilanga elikhulu kangaka, ngithi lilanga labomama namuhla. So ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama, ngibingelela nobomama baserevelation Church of God. Ngithi ilanga elikhulu kangaka bomama, ilanga elihle. Mina igama lami nginguSindiso Mpofu. Ngibingelela isizwe sonke omama, omama baqakathekile, omama baqakathekile. Yikho ngiyababingelela kakhulu ilanga elikhulu kangaka. Bobaba liphathe kahle bomama, omama baqakathekile. Ngani bomama liphathe kahle obaba. Yembingelela konke ekhaya eJombe, khona le esigabeni semavule, esenjusi, erunyararo, emathenjathini, esilobela. Nalapha kobulawayo bonke nje omama jikelele ngithi ilanga elikhulu kangaka sihlangabezana lekhisimisi ngithi injani khona ngapho liphekani bakithi hayi thina siyapheka ngekhisimisi emfushwa yiwesiyabe siwupheka yiwesiwujayeleyo sesidiniwe ngalokho okumnandi lokhu ye hayi siyabonga kakhulu u-2020 lowu siyawuvala singena u-2021 ubana nalilingene lingomama bahle liziphathe mama liziphathe konke labantwana ligcine kahle obaba obaba yithi siqokoqela obaba abayibo abamele umuzi siyalithanda bobaba singomama silibingelela siyabonga.
Ninitinaitwa Mike Linkenberg ndinoti rufaro kwamuri mese nguva ino yeChristmas ndinongoda kukwazisa hama dzangu dzose vari muno muZimbabwe vakatekeshera neZimbabwe yese nevari kunze kwenyika ndichiti kwamuri stay safe. Nyika haina kumira zvakanaka, garai kudzimba dzenyu, mubike mabhodho enyu, mufare nemhuri dzenyu. If there was ever a time yamunoda kuchaizvozvi, it's now. Ngatiregei tingofamba vanhu vari kupedzisira vane misodzi pamatama. Ndatenda hangu.
Okuqala ngithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu onguye ongigcinileyo kanye lemuli yami ngaphepha kulolu bhubhane olukhona. Ngisithi ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiphinde futhi ngifisele u-2021 impilo ende kuphumelela lanxa nje siphakathi kwalolu ubhubhane. Ngiphinde ngibonge futhi uNkulunkulu osinike amanzi ayiyo kade sikhathaza kakhulu enginethemba ukuthi kuza kuba ngcono kusukusela kathesi siyangela ku-2021.
Makadii yenyu, inini ndinozeyeze umwanza, ndinogara kuHarare kuZimbabwe. Ndinoda kumuresa sista yangu Trish, ndomuresa husband yake Tinashe naJoel vari kuUK nedzimwe hama dziri muno muZimbabwe. Ndongoti Merry Christmas, ivaine Christmas yakanaka. Isusu hatina zvedu zvacho kuita zvakawanda for Christmas nenyaya yeCovid. Tinenge tingori kumba, tungo itabrai, tungo gareli kumba. Nungo tikuwa muli koko, stay safe.
Ogoma njeye, woti si kulu menjalo, labanye o mama, abesitjela ukubana bonake umnyaka ka 2020 bawubone injani njengobana akade sihlaselwe lubhubhane lolu olwe-COVID-19. Regaiko zvine izvi ndipe mukana mamwe madzimai kuti vange vachititsanangurira kuti 2020 uyu vakamuona sei.
From London but katesi ngobulawayo ngoba 2020 lo so be ngithi impahla zami ngibuthe ndinto zami zonke ukuthi sengilubhekise ekhaya kodwa ungafika lapho ekhaya uzama ukulungisa into zakhona returning resident ama-challenges akhona kodwa khona ngilokhe ngisalwa lakho ngoba hayi ngale London ibe nzima kini. I was bereaved and then I thought let me go back home. Home is home. The weather is nice, it's raining, but you know, so akuchazana nje ukuthi asibuye ekhaya and try and do whatever we can do ekhaya khonapha. So that's my plan.
Nibizo lami ngisazi ngizuna beauty. Umnyaka lo kunzima kakhulu ngoba izifiso zami zonke ade ngifuna zifezakale azifezakalanga. Ade ngifisa ukuthi alibana ngiyathola nje imisebenzi ezandla ukuthi ngizincedise ngawo. Nondla abantu abami as a single mother, abantu abami ngihlala labo, owami uyi-one laba kadadewethu ngihlala labo, even labo abakhona le ngaphandle kwelizwe kunzima kibo ngoba i-corona le ivale into ezinye. Mina ngisebenza bengisebenza bengithunga umsebenzi wami ngezandla wokuthunga so bengithunga ngithungela mama ngithunga amayinkomo abantwana besikolu ngithungela nabantu nje amamachishi bamachishi adivalwe so izikolo zavalwa so kade kungela bhizinisi yokuthunga okunye ade ngifisa nje ukuthi ngivule umsiza wami ukuthi ngithengise ngoda izinto zami ngithengise. Manje konke kube nzima umnyaka usuze waphela asikwazi iChristmas yangifuna ukuthi sizayidlala njani konzima kangaka. Umnyaka ozayo ngokufisa kwami bengikhangelela ukuthi ma ngingathola imali yesitathi ngode into zokuthengisa ngithengise ngithole le mali yokuthi ngithenge amalembu okuthi ngithunge into zokuthengisa ngithengise. Ukuthi umnyaka ukuthi uqalisa nami ngiqalise lawo engxenye kungaphile kangcono.
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the market. Umnyaka ka 2020 ubungekho muhle. Sikhangelele kwezemali lapha imali esiholayo ayiseneli kuhle. Lazi lezikolo ngala abantwana babuya belandile. Akukuhle vele ngathi le khisimusi yalonyaka vela suze siyikholise ngoba hey kunzima. Lamafizi abantwana lisendathi hayi. Hayi akukuhle sibili. Unyaka ka 2021 uzaba nzima kithi kakhulu especially ababalisi ngoba abantwana bethu abafundanga lutho last year. So ukuthi size sikwanise ukuthi sibayenze ukuthi ba grade amanye ama concepts kuzaba nzima. So 2021 lo uzaba ngunyaka onzima futhi kakhulu kithi.
Mina ngu Mrs. Emily Sander. Ngihlala lapha kobulawayo here in Zimbabwe. Year 2020 has been a very difficult year for almost everyone, and kakhulu business people, and for us women as well, because as you are aware, women now are always up and about trying to fend for their families. So the bekunzima sibili ukuthi ever since March kuze kube le lockdown, ama businesses amaningi avala. That meant ukuthi sonke besihlezi ngekhaya. Bekungekho lula shu ukuthi siphile, ngoba sonke siphila ngokuba lokhu esigijigijima sizama ukubona ukuthi singatholani phandle ngapho. So isikhathi sonke lesi bese sisije kakhulu, and kuze kube lakathesi khathi sesiya ku-festive season, abantwana labo babekhangelela ukuthi abazali labo bazayenza okunye okukhanyayo, akulalutho. La mafees wona lawa afunekayo January kathesi isikolo zabe sezivulwa, akulalutho. So konke lokhu vele kube nzima kakhulu. So kuhlangane lo mkhuhlane nalowo COVID, abaningi bayagula, abanye abakwanisi ukuthi bahambe kuma-test wona lawo lawe COVID, abaningi abakwanisi even ukuthi bathenge imithi ngoba iyadula. So impilo naleyi inzima kakhulu kithi sonke, kakhulu omama, ngoba ithe sithona silabantwana, ithe sithona sikhangela imuli. So sikhangelana lapho kakhulu konke. La ma-stress abo baba wona lawa ithe siwathwalayo futhi, ngoba siyoba nxayesele stress sokunzima nkaya khonaphana. So sokumele sibone ukuthi siyabhalansa konke.
Mina ngingozandile Dube, ngihlala lapha eGwalanza, ngiphila ngokuthengisa and isimo sesisibi kimi, ngoba bengiphila ngokuemaxina. I-corona yeyi yasitshayelela phansi, manje sokunzima empilweni, ngiyabhadala irenti ukuthi ngidle. Njenge-Christmas yalo nyaka inzima, akulakudla, akulampahla, i-business ayiyenzi vela, kula business ehambayo. Anganyenzile, sahlukana nabantwana bayi-2.
So ngobagcine?
Hayi, bakubaba.
Okay, so wathatha abantwana?
Ubaba.
Selo munye inkosi yazi? Okay, so wena ngathi somele uzigcine.
Somele ngizigcine, senzehluleka lakho ukuzigcina kwangikhona ngendaba ye-lockdown.
Lapho uthengisana?
Amajumbo, maelo, lama-sweets.
Ikhisimusi yakho ukhalela ukwenzani?
Hayi, ikhisimusi lami bengikhangelela ukuthi lami ngidle 7 colors, manje hheyi akunzima. Nathi amadrinki lami ke ngiphuza utshwala nje, ngenginathe ngikholise nje.
Uthini ebantwini abangani bakho bafisele ikhisimusi baqambe amabezi babingelezi?
Whisper, uDube, lonamanko, le muli yangithe yakoDube entaba zizuna, ngifisele okuhle nabantu abamkhona ngalo snippet lo smaller. Emberengwa basisele okuhle, ngithi uNkulunkulu kabenzele okuhle, bangene umnyaka omutsha kuhle ngele njabulo.
Ye, labo ke ngabanye babomama abakhulunywe labo ngiyintathela izindaba yethu iyeStudio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda ngoBulawayo, babeke lethuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangane, njalo bachasisa ukubana wona umnyaka ka-2020 ububaphethe njani. Okwamanje ke wothi ngichaphele ngale siyekhuluma ngokwenzelwe abesifazane abaphila ngokuthengisa, abesifazane bakuBulawayo abaphila ngokuthengisa, abalungiselwe izambuzi emkambo lapho abasebenzela khona, ngoba sekubonakale kubana akula zambuzi ezihlanzekileyo abangazisebenzisa besebenza khona lapho emkambo. Njalo kulilungelo labo abesifazane ukuthi batholiswe ithuba elihle elingaka lokuthi basebenzise izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo. Abenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association bamanyane labenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abomama e-Women Institute for Leadership Development, i-WILD. Abathi bona bakubone kufanele kubana babe lomlando wokutholisa omama indawo ezihlanzekileyo ezokusebenzisa. Bethi ukuswelakala kwezambuzi kuyahlukuluza umuntu wonke, ikakhulu ongumama. Njalo kumaviki edlileyo kulomama owatshaywa igetsi wabhubha ezama ukuzinceda emkotweni ngoba kungela sambuzi ebeseduzane. So ngakho-ke abe-WILD bemanyene labenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa bakubona kufanele ukuthi benze njalo. Ngakho-ke umanisipala wakoBulawayo yena-ke uthi ulezambuzi ezithile ezingaphose zifikele kukhulu kodwa ezidlula kodwa zivaliwe ingxenye yazo ngoba abantu bezisebenzisa buchapa. Ngakho ke lezi eza esezihlanziwe eza esezakhiwe kakutsha na bazipenda lokuhlanzeka phakathi bakhela futhi le ndawo yokutshintshela abantwana izishubo indaba indawo egcwele ziqondileyo zokulahla ingcekeza njalo zapendwa kakutsha lezo zambuzi. Ngakho ke uZulu ukuthazwa ukubana aphathe kuhle izambuzi lezi lokuchendinje kungabe lokuchapha bokulahlela ingcekeza ndawana yonke ngoba kungela muntu ozabuya lezo geziza lezo zambuzi kumbe ukuzithanyela. Asizweni ke emkhosini wokunikezwa kwezambuzi lezi okusemthethweni kukhansili yakoBulawayo.
Services, Dr. Iswanga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services, the Director of Health Services, Dr. Iswanga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services, the Director of the Women's Institute for Leadership Development, Ms. S. Kumalo and staff, the Director of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, Mr. M. Diwen and staff, senior council officials here present, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me pleasure to stand before you today for the handover of the published legislation by the Women's Institute for Leadership Development and the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. The city of Bulawayo is proud of this partnership as it is focused on ensuring that women who operate around this area have toilets that are in habitable condition. We are grateful that WILD and DBTA are committed to improving the state of these public toilets to WILD plus standard. The past year has been a learning curve for the city of Bulawayo on how we should improve the standards for public amenities so that they are indeed fit for the city of Kings and also help prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The present renovation involved the changing on the floor from cement to ceramic tiles, adding of sanitary pits for disposing sanitary pads, addition of a nappy changing counter for women children.
The work that we want to do as an organization, what we have done also, Mama Makumale, which we have designed, Mama Makumale, Mama designed the flower as we speak right now, that we are trying to sell to cancel, which is in Mama Lomichi, with a proper infrastructure, and what we would do is that, we are going to want to thank flowers to cancel for allowing us to do this work, and whoever is going to be seeing this bulletin that we are announcing about the DA, may they come forward and support this kind of work, particularly including vendors
Lendawo lapho mama abakwanisa khona ukuthintela ama napkin o abantwana. So siyathemba ukuthi i-facility leyi izathatha over ke i-council and imake sure ukuthi khona khona iyagcinekala kuhle, imaintaine kuhle, icline njalo. And siyathemba ukuthi omama abazayisebenzisa bayisebenzise kube ngomama kuphela obaba bengangeni phakathi, but kube i-safe space for women that are trading in this area. Otherwise, we are going to for coming to live part of this event that is in the over again, the facilities, the thing, a renovation, the paradise, and
Labo ke bebengebe inhlanganiso eye Vendors Association yabaphila ngokuthengisa nganye lo councillor wakubulawayo ukancillor Robini nganye ke lo nkosikazi Samkhumalo owehlanganiso yeWild labo ke ngabakhele abaphila ngokuthengisa abesifazane abemkambo izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo zokusebenzisa lapho kube khona lapho okukutshintshela khona izithubo ebantwaneni. Aba banga bari madzimai esangano Women Institute for Leadership Development World vakabatana neveBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association kuti vange vachivakira madzimai eMbulawayo vanorarama nekutengetengesa zvinhu pamusika kuti vavewo nezvimbudzi zvakanaka uye zvakachena. Apo vakatovapendera mukati vakavaisira nenzvimbo yekunge vachichinjira manapukeni vana vavo apa vanenge vari kushanda. Zvinhu zvinotendeka zvikuru. Pamaminitsi asaraya tiregai tidzokere kune mamwe madzimai achikwazisawo hama neshamwari muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Apo tinoti ngatikurukurei madzimai asi ishu dzenibo mama is the women's round table giving an opportunity to the other women in Zimbabwe to be able to say their greetings, their Christmas greetings, as well as just give them a platform to say out what they were experiencing throughout 2020. It has been such a challenging year for all of us the world over.
Ngihlala eCountry Park ngibingelela omama bonke labo baba abagcinileyo ngithi happy happy merry Christmas zonke indawo lapho engabe likhona. Hhayi, thina lapho esikhona sibhizi sizamazama ukudobhisa lokhu lalophiyana sizama ukuthi sisebenzele izimuli zethu. So ngibingelela ngibonga nje leleli langa lalamhlanje ngibingelela lo wonke omama osongana omama sonke singavukani sisebenzeni singalindini ukuthi obaba yibo abazabe belokhu besikhuthaza besikhuthaza besiphathela lokhu nalokhu kodwa lawo bengumama ofunda ukuzenzela ofunda ukuzibambela. Ngizobingelela ibandla lami le National Faith Apostolic Mission of Holy Ghost wonke amaguma amanomhlaba ngiyalibingelela. Mina ngisebenza lapha emaketi lapha engisebenzela khona ngithengisa igrosari. Abafuna igrosari yekhisimusi fika nini phela lingene e-marketplace shop number 65C ndizongithola ngikhona lapho. Ngiyabonga.
Ndiri kwaofungai marasamuka ndiri kuHarare Zimbabwe. Ndongokwaziso vana vamai vangu vari kuUK Fares Madok na Richard nemwana wangu Tania Ruvarashi neshamwari yesista yangu anonzi Nancy neshamwari yangu anonzi Juliet Tsuru ari kuAustria. Ndoda kungovati vaine Christmas yakanaka kunyange zvenyu muri mulockdown muno muZimbabwe. Ndoda kumhoresa mufudzi wemweya wangu Apostle E. Madobani nemhuri yavo nevana vese veThe Revelation Church of Jesus Christ nana tete vangu madzikoma angu mabrothers angu kuti naiyayo akwana.
Ngibathanda ukusisela abantu bonke izihlobo zethu endaweni ezihlukeneyo ukuthi babe lekhisimusi enhle, badlale kuhle umnyaka omutsha, baqaphele konke okuyabe kusenzakala, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela okwe-COVID ukuthi balandele imithetho yonke ye-COVID bengaphonde ukugcwala yonke indawo lapho ongafunelwanga khona, bamaintaine ama-numbers abafuwe nguhulumende ukuthi kumele benze njani. Lalabo abangabuyanga abangathumelelanga ngezizathu ezithiyeneyo siyalikhumbula sisela ikhisimusi enhle lomnyaka omuhle. Siyazi ukuthi 2020 bekuwumnyaka onzima kodwa ilanga kumele sibiselebrate sonke ngoba sibiselebrate inyanga yonke kungakhethekeli ukuthi kuhamba kanjani kungakhethekeli ukuthi ulani kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi sijabule sibaningi njalo sikhumbula ukuthi khonakhona kulo mkhuhlane omunye omubi omamemetheka masinyane very fast so okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele konke esabe sikwenza silandele le mthetho kahulumende ukuthi sizame ukwehlisa amathuba okuthi umkhuhlane lowo memetheke libe losuku oluhle libe lekhisimusi enhle lithokoze lezimuli zeni lokho elikhona
And for Christmas, we are the sister of the Ogunche, Ponka Abasa Goli, Isobosam, Putbami, the sister of Ogunche, as we found the new home, of course, it was needed to us in 2020, no matter who the COVID, but it is needed, symbol, if we come to the third of the work, Uko Gonke, Niavora, Lanin, the sister of Ogunche, Gonke. Nabanga nbami wonke atwemu patisa noma wonke maikide nyami bifisera ubushe. Mama nyavutanda babami ugo kutivami shobo zami wonke. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Inonzi maiso vanda kukwazisa wa mkuma wangu. Anonzi chinai antunaiti nashi. Nasikuru wangu tawanda baruku poswana na amai wangu wari kuchifu.
Ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga abanye bonke abangene kulolu hlelo namhlanje bebulisa izihlobo labangani njalo besitshela ukuthi umnyaka lo ubumi njani labonga omama bakhulunywe labo yintathe lezindaba yethu uEzra Chisa Sifanda pama mangemichinzwa kwamadzimai apo angashitaura achikwazisa hama neshamwari vachitaurawo zvekare nekuti gore rino ra 2020 ranga rakaoma sei ndinotenda zvikuru mutori wedu wenhau Kiri Mudzamiri ataura nemadzimai aya vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi tatarisana nekisimusi kudai mova nekisimusi yakanaka inotapira yakakomborerwa nyango zvazvo zvanga zvakaoma kudii asi ngatitendei nyadenga kuti vatisvitsa nhasi choti Ebenezer ndithanda kutata leli thuba lokulibonga lonke elenelise ukungena kulolu hlelo elithethwe amazwenu nguEzra Chisa Sifanda abanye njalo abathathwa amazwi nguKiri Mudzamiri hayi siyalibonga ngempela ndithande futhi ukubonga unosisa Do inzathele izindaba ezizalwane seZimbabwe sake sasebenza sonke isibili eZBC kodwa ngekhathesi usisebenzela emsakazweni oseGhana yikho ke uhlezi khona ngale njalo ngimbonga ngokuthi ukhululekile ukuthi asitshele ngokwamehlelayo lapho ehlaselwe yicoronavirus ndodotora mkana uno wokutenda madzimai ese apinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi asi kunyanya nosisa Do anova mutori wenhau anova chizvarwa zvekare chekuZimbabwe uyo akashanda tese kuZBC asi iko zvinezvi ave kushandira kune venyuro iri kuGhana. I'd like to say thank you to Nosisa Do for opening up about her experience as she is a COVID-19 recovery. Nguva dzedu ndodzadyana tingadaita raenderera mberi tichiri pamwe chete asi kwanhasi tomirira pano ngatisanganei zvekare svondo rinouya ndipracitis Jeremiah asihlanganeni nevhiki elizayo kuhlelo lwethu asi ihlizeni bomama chisimusi enhle engilimfisela yona unkulunkulu angasakali buzise yebo kube kunzima ngo-2020 kodwa ye asibongenini usomandla ngoba kube kunzima kodwa ake usifikisile lamhlanje saze sayibona ikhisimusi ka-2020 libelelanga lihle.